If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, 3 o'clock hour. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton with you. Carrington Harrison back tomorrow. I said that yesterday, of course, and it's a flat-out lie going on. But one thing that is coming up is the Masters. Did you hear Drew saying when he could shoot less than 100 at Augusta? There is no way in hell that would happen. From the where the players tee off, I mean, Drew's good. Don't get me wrong. Is Drew the best player here? Is it Dusty or is it Speck? You, or you.
It's not me. It's 100% not me. By the way, real
quick. I know Drew and Dusty are really good, and so Speck.
Some quick housekeeping. The Royals made a roster move.
Oh.
Mark Canha is headed to the 10-day IL with a left abductor strain. So Mark Canha, the player they brought in from the Brewers right before the season started.
He started last night.
Started last night in left field. He had the misplay of the ball in left field, kind of ran into the fence. He is now out on the 10-day DL. Drew Waters is now back up with the Major League Club.
So back in the show after a great performance in AAA.
Drew Waters is back in Kansas City. So it's a little housekeeping for you Royals fans. Drew Waters is back up, and Mark Canha is heading to the IL.
It is Lugo against Ryan tonight. Vern has you with the On Deck Show at 5:30 tonight. Make sure you're listening to that. By the way, the Tigers did end up losing to the Yankees today, 4-3. They made it competitive. They lose 4-3. They win 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. So the Tigers sit in there, but they did take the L today. I guess that's good. It's never good seeing the Yankees win, but I digress. But the Masters is tomorrow, Rob. And obviously people talk about the pre-Masters dinner, which is the winner from the previous year with Scheffler. It's the Texas chili sliders. To be honest with you, I've seen the menu and it looks awesome. It's not grandiose that you pull out the gold china for, but I would dig it. And we'd go in that. I mean, I would have barbecue 100% at one of these deals. But the Masters, are you a Masters fan or do you watch all the PGA? I love watching, or at least having them on, the whole season long. The majors are special because you do get to live players with the PGA players, and that does make it fun because you have the best of the best.
I like watching golf. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch the Masters. I'll watch the Sunday of like the PGA or the U.S. Open or the Sunday morning at the British Open is always
enjoyable. You don't like moving day?
But I don't lock into the other tournaments the way I do the Masters. There's just something special about the Masters. Maybe it's because it feels like when it's on TV, spring has sprung. Maybe it's because
the azaleas.
Yeah, maybe it's because Augusta, Georgia this time of year is apparently the most picturesque place on human earth. Like watching the par 3 right now, it's gorgeous looking there. But I will watch all 4 days of the Masters. I don't lock into other golf events like that. And I'm someone that likes golf, plays golf, the whole thing. It does not grab me the same way the Masters does. There's just something different about the Masters.
Is Mitch Schwartz good? Because I know he plays all the time. You played with him?
I've never played with him. I hear he is a good golfer, though. I mean, he was a professional athlete. So yeah,
I have no doubt he's not
a
good golfer.
I'm sure the skills transfer. If you can play high-level sports at any level, you can probably play golf pretty well.
100%. But the Masters is fun. And I know I had the little debate. Is it a bigger deal than the draft? And no, I don't think it is. Do I watch it? Yeah. Am I going to have a Masters party with pimento and cheese? Yes.
By the way, pimento cheese.
Club sandwiches, probably.
Pimento cheese is fire. Like, we check our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter. What would you rather question this week was a pimento cheese sandwich or a peach ice cream sandwich? The answer is pimento cheese sandwich. Pimento cheese sandwiches are absolutely fantastic.
But the menu is awesome. I mean, people have talked about that menu. It costs you a lot to get in there. Don't get me wrong. And you got to be on a waiting list. And Cody Tapp finally went, didn't he? He finally got the invite because he was on the lottery system. He got taken. Of course, if you're going to buy official Masters clothing, it has to be purchased at the Masters. That's why anybody that here that goes usually has a list of things to bring back. I think Dusty hit Cody Tapp up when he went to bring back some stuff. But that's fun. You win the green jacket, that's something. That is cool. It is cool to win it. Is it the greatest trophy in sports? No, I don't think it is. I mean, it is cool to have it. I still think the Stanley Cup outweighs everything because it travels with the players. Like, each player on the hockey team gets to take the Stanley Cup to a bar, strip bar, wherever they want. That cup goes with the representative. With the Stanley Cup, which is cool. The green jacket, cool though. I mean, as far as the majors are concerned, I think the green jacket's right up there as far as winning it. But to me, Rob, it's still the Stanley Cup. What do you guys think? 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. To me, the Stanley Cup is the best trophy in sports. I would put the green jacket number two. How about you?
I think the Stanley Cup is one just because of its enormity and the all deal, but there's some of the green jacket that's kind of cool. Like, you have like this special dinner, it's specially fitted, it makes you a member at Augusta forever. Like, it's those types of things that just make the Masters a bigger deal than the US Open and the British Open. Like, I know in July people are about, oh, it's a big deal to win the claret jug. Doesn't feel the same as putting on that green jacket.
Well, I think the U.S. Open's right up there with it because anybody can technically be in it if you can qualify for it.
I agree. I think the U.S. Open's a few notches down, though, as far as prestige and intrigue, but there's this something about the Masters. The real question is, other than the Masters, which you mentioned, Cody Tapp went to once. He won the lottery and got down there. Maybe his brother won the lottery. I forget how he got there.
Not the real lottery with money.
The Masters lottery. Like, the Masters is a bucket list sports fan item, right? Like, what else is in that pantheon? Like, the Super Bowl, obviously, but, like, a lot of people wouldn't go to the Super Bowl if the Chiefs weren't in it. Like, the World Series is great, but you're not going to the World Series as the Dodgers and Rays. Like, what other, like, sport bucket list items do you have, Bink?
You know, going to golf would be fun. But let me ask you this, though. If you went to a golf tournament, which I used to go to the one in Kansas City, usually the senior tours and stuff when they had that, because they used to have it up at Tiffany Springs, up at Tiffany Greens. They would have it, and I like to just sit at a par three so you could watch everything from the drive to the putts to everything else. That's what I would do. How would you consume it if you went? Besides, we'll talk about what's the favorite thing you'd like to go do. But if you went to a golf tournament, would you follow the leaders? Is there certain golfers that you follow the whole time, or would you sit at a par three?
I would walk. I would be following a certain group. Now, I think, like, the Masters would be different. I might just camp out down at Amen Corner, but
that'd be fun.
I think if, like, the Corn Ferry event now, I forget where it is when it comes to Kansas City, I would just pick a group, like, oh, this guy's, you know, one of the featured groups. I'll follow him for the next 18 holes, and then, you know, if I get word on the course that another person's making a run, then I'll pivot and go find that person. I would walk around to maximize, you know, not only my steps, but, like, seeing the most I could. But I think that's different for, like, a Corn Ferry tournament versus, you know, being down at Augusta or the U.S. Open. I think I would camp out at one of the big tournaments.
What's the practice round prices, like $130 to $150? That is one thing you can actually get into. Like, the actual tournament, no. Well, you can, but you have to do the lottery system. But practice rounds, you can go. You can go watch it.
It's when for the Masters, you can win it's to win the lottery, though.
Oh, I thought you just buy tickets for that.
You got to win the lottery. Oh, it's just a cheaper ticket, but you got to win the lottery. That's what Cody went to. Cody went to the practice round.
Oh, he didn't go to the actual thing?
I don't believe so.
Oh, he went to practice round. Regardless, you're at Augusta, so who cares? I'll watch the whole thing. I like watching Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I like the Daytona 500. It's right up there. Obviously, the Super Bowl is number one, in my opinion. As far as just all around sports events. As I've said, I think the NFL draft in the top three, because I'll sit there and watch all 3 days of it because I think it's fun. And yes, I might be sicker than others, but there's a lot of people who do the same thing. But the Masters is right up there. And again, I like golf. I like watching the PGA Tour. I'm like you. I like watching on Sundays. I do like watching on Saturdays, too, with moving day and seeing where guys position themselves. I'll even flip on the LIV Tour from time to time because of the quality of golfers on that tour. But the bottom line is, yeah, this is one of those weekends that's kind of must-watch TV, whether you like golf or not. And I don't know if non-likers of golf actually will sit there and watch the Masters for the storylines. I think Tiger probably, when he was playing, brought in a lot of people to kind of casually watch what the Masters isn't about. But, for instance, does your wife watch the Masters?
She's more open to watching a little bit of it than she is the other golf tournaments. She's not going to lock in and be like, ooh, it's the eighth hole on Sunday. But she will, if I'm watching the end, she will, okay, I'll sit down and watch the end of the Masters. But she's not locked into any golf, unfortunately.
Yeah, UFC, I mean, that's fun as well. No question about the UFC's fun to watch.
Did you go when they were in town a few years ago?
I did. I've been the last two times UFC's been in Kansas City. Enjoyed it. It wasn't the pay-per-view years, like the fight nights on Fridays, but it was UFC. Dana White was there, you know, it was a big deal. I thought it was fun. Did you go watch it?
I went the 1 year just kind of like, I got to go see this. I'm curious about it.
It's a good production.
I wouldn't put it on my sports bucket list, but I enjoyed it when I was down there. It was something different. I thought to myself, I'm probably never going to watch one of these events again. It was fun to see.
But being in Vegas, and I agree with you, text line, UFC fight, main event in Vegas, just a big boxing match in Vegas. I mean, back when the heavyweights were like the thing. I mean, going to a fight in Vegas, definitely up there on the list. The Masters would definitely be up there. It'd be a top three, I think, for me, as far as that. I mean, Daytona 500, clearly I would go to that, even though, to be honest with you, the weight of the Daytona 500 is not any different than any other race, and you could have a hell of a time going out to Kansas Speedway and really enjoy watching NASCAR races. But is it your number one?
The Masters?
Or is it the Super Bowl still?
The Masters is one. I do need to get to a Super Bowl. Kentucky Derby is very high on my
list.
Weren't
you at the Super Bowl before a couple years ago?
I've never been to the actual game.
You went to the Pro Bowl, though.
Yeah, I went to the locked in for the Pro Bowl. Masters is one. Kentucky Derby's on the list. I've never been to the Derby. I really want to do that one day. I want to go to a World Cup match. I will check that box in about 2 years. I want to go to the Rose Bowl really bad, but not for like UCLA versus Cal. That's stupid. I want to go to like the actual Rose Bowl. That's what I want really, really bad. I went to the Orange Bowl 1 year. Like that was fun, but I want to go to the Rose Bowl because it's different. The Derby. And I also really want to go to a Formula One race. The one in Monaco with all the people on the boats. That's like, if I had unlimited funds, I would do that.
The one in Texas looks fun. The one in Miami looks fun. And what they've done in Vegas, the late night races, actually looks like a lot of fun as well. Like, the United States has really grasped on to Formula One. It's a lot of fun. I mean, if someone besides Verstappen's not winning every single race, it could be fun. But I'm with you on Kentucky Derby. That'd be a one-time thing. Of course, you'd bet on all the races, not just the main event. But you'd have your mint juleps or whatever at the Kentucky Derby. A lot of people would say, be seen type thing, event. The Masters, I think, would just be epic, seeing that quality of golf on the golf course. The Super Bowl for sure, but the draft's right up there with me too. Again, I say it's a top three event because I think going to the draft would be epic. But as far as the trophy, Stanley Cup one for me, Masters green jacket two. And I think you're kind of in lockstep with that.
I also have the World Cup trophy three, but that's neither here nor there.
Are you going to go to all the World Cup events in Kansas City?
Not all of them. I'm going to go to as many as I can in Kansas City, but assuming Team USA is not going to be here, I'll be traveling to go watch Team USA somewhere across the nation. That's on the to-do list when it comes to the United States.
Don't they have to kind of fit Arrowhead for it?
They're doing that this offseason, okay. I believe.
So they have to fit with the first row or something like that?
They got to work the corners. The corners are, you know how the corners of Arrowhead are rounded? They got to square them off.
Okay. So you would definitely go there. I'm curious what you think on the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. What is your bucket list for sporting events? Is the Masters right with you? Is it just something that's so big that you just have to be a part of it? Or are you a huge golf fan? And this is like the epic thing for you to go do. Come up next, though, there's a certain player that wouldn't play for the Kansas City Chiefs. So explain why next.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. 100%. Rob, people need to learn how to drive, though. Have you noticed the more and more people that are on their phones or whatever, taking care of business, whatever the hell they're doing, at stoplights, and they just sit there, and you start laying on the horn, like, move it, man, move it, because the light's quick, because someone inevitably is texting or calling somebody. Have you noticed that? That seems to be a real problem lately.
I mean, I don't know if it's lately. I think that's been a consistent problem for a long time.
It's a major, major problem, I think. Well, one of the guys that's opened up his mouth, Kay Adams, she has her podcast. You know, a lot of Chiefs actually make their way on her podcast, and she kind of agrees with pretty much everybody that comes on there, whatever they say, to be honest with you. But Justin Simmons was on it. He's the former Broncos safety, played at the Boston College, former third-round pick back in 2016. He played last year with the Atlanta Falcons, but he's available to go. And dude can play. Dude has 32 interceptions in his career. He's been a good football player. But is going to the Kansas City Chiefs, would that even be possible? I don't think the Chiefs wouldn't want him, but would he want to come to Kansas City? And is this a common sentiment with a lot of players not wanting to play for the Chiefs? That's what he said on Kay Adams.
This is where my heart is torn. Like, speaking truthfully here, my heart is torn because I've always been so publicly against Kansas City. And it's because they're a really good team. It's not like like a true, hey, I want to beat them. Like, it's just ingrained in me to beat them. And so I think it was at Josh Jacobs a while ago that there was links to him when he was leaving Vegas to go to Kansas City. Yeah. He was like, no, I want to beat them. And then, you know, he's with Green Bay now. I feel the exact same way. And so am I shutting that door? Am I closing it? No. But like, I want to be the team that beats them.
Of course, he's not closing the door. And you expect somebody that's, you know, coming off the Broncos or Raiders, even though we've seen teams and guys flip and play for other teams. We saw Neil Smith go to the Broncos. We saw Marcus Allen go from the Raiders to the Chiefs, you know, these quote rivals. He did play for the Falcons last year on a 1-year deal, Justin Simmons, but he didn't close the door. Did you hear that? He didn't close the door. He said, I want to beat the Chiefs. I mean, I respect that if it's a rival or whatever, but these guys don't care. He's from the East Coast. What's he care? He played at Boston College. But is that a sentiment? Do you think a lot of guys thinking, hey, I want to beat the Chiefs, I don't want to play for the Chiefs? You would think it'd be the opposite, especially a guy like Justin Simmons, been playing since 2016, a chance to go and get a ring. So, nothing against those guys. Nothing against those guys. I just want to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I call bullcrap on that. I do. I think guys talk big. I know Josh Jacobs made kind of the same comments when he's leaving the Raiders. He wouldn't go play for the Chiefs. I call bullcrap on that because I think guys will go play wherever there's a check, to be honest with you, and a chance to win a ring. I'm not buying what he's saying at all. 0%.
I mean, I'm buying it. A little part of me respects it. Like,
if he still played for the Broncos, he's played for the Falcons, man.
Yeah, but I mean, the Chiefs signed, I don't know, the Chiefs approached him. I have no insider information on there, but like, the Chiefs signed Mike Edwards, was it Thursday or Friday last week?
No, they did. He won a ring with Kansas City. Yeah. We played with Tampa to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Justin Simmons is a better safety than Mike Edwards, but the Chiefs signed Mike Edwards. So I respect that Justin Simmons is saying, nah, I don't want to ever beat on the Chiefs, but I think it's a sign of respect. I think the NFL wants to beat the Chiefs. I think people on the Eagles are extra happy because they beat the Chiefs. This is all a sign of respect. I want to beat that team. I think this is totally honest by Justin Simmons, and I respect the hell out of him for saying it because, you know, I hear about, oh, how basketball is better in the old days and baseball is better because the guys weren't chummy. Justin Simmons is coming out and saying, I don't want to be friends with those guys. I want to beat them. There's like an old school, I want to be the best mentality there. And while I don't want the Chiefs to lose to Justin Simmons, no matter where he lands, I respect Justin Simmons and Josh Jacobs for saying, nah, I ain't playing with those guys. I want to beat those guys. There's a part of me that really respects that.
I saw a little bit of talking out of both sides of his mouth, though. Didn't you kind of hear it, too? Oh, I want to beat the Chiefs, but I'm not closing the door. Meaning, hey, if the Chiefs are my only option and they're willing to pay, I'd go play. To me, he was talking out both sides of his mouth. Like, I respect if he said, no, I'm never going to play for that team. But he said, no, the door's not closed. That's what he said. I don't think they'd ever take him. He's a hell of a player. But did you see that? Did you hear that? He kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth. Like, if you're going to take a stance, take a stance. Don't sit there and say the door would still be open. Not going to close the door, he said.
I think he heard his agent's voice be like, no, don't ever close the door. I don't think the Chiefs would ever sign him because now they have Mike Edwards, they have Jaden Hicks on the roster, they have Brian Cook.
Not a possibility, but
I don't think the Chiefs need him, but you're right. Maybe he did talk out of both sides of his mouth a little bit. I wish he would have stood on business, as the kids say. But
He didn't stand on business.
I do respect the fact that he said, I'm not playing for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and again, that's what he said.
This is where my heart is torn. Like, speaking truthfully here, my heart is torn because I've always been so publicly against Kansas City. And it's because they're a really good team. It's not like like a true, hey, I want to beat them. Like, it's just ingrained in me to beat them. And so I think it was at Josh Jacobs a while ago that there was links to him when he was leaving Vegas to go to Kansas City. Yeah. He was like, no, I want to beat them. And then, you know, he's with Green Bay now. I feel the exact same way. And so am I shutting that door? Am I closing it? No. But like,
exactly.
I want to be the team that beats them.
I'm sorry, Justin, but you stand on business, man. You say, no way, man. I'm not going there. But it's also a guy that's kind of desperate. Who's going to sign me? I'm not going to close that door. So that's my problem, Rob. I have no problem with him wanting to stand on loyalty and stand on business and all that. But when you say, I'm not going to close the door, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
He is talking a little bit out of both.
Because if Patrick Mahomes started texting him and stuff like that, he'd be here in a second.
I don't know about that. I think he just kept the door open because you never know. But
yeah, he wants to play somewhere.
I think if he had his complete say so, he would never want to be a member of the Chiefs.
We just keep hearing this from certain players, and I'm not buying it. Players will go where the paycheck is. They will, because in the end all be all, that's where these ingrained hatred for teams like they do rivals. You don't want to see one of your players go play for one of your rivals, but we've seen it. We've seen it happen in Kansas City. The Raiders have seen guys come to Kansas City. It's just what happens. It's what happens in the NFL when you start to have desperation type to start to seep in. You're like, hey, I just want to go somewhere that they will win. If that's important to a player to actually win a championship, which that should be the end-all be-all of players. Not everybody's Myles Garrett that'll sell out for saying he wants to go somewhere else, and then all of a sudden Cleveland will pay him and back up the Brinks truck. And, oh, I'm fine right here. Not everybody is as shallow as that he wasn't standing on business, but I get it. You want to go where the paycheck is. I get that. This whole sentiment towards Kansas City and always being good, I guess they've gotten to that point. I really didn't hear a ton of, well, I'm not going to New England. I'm not going to go play for Tom Brady. I'm not going to go play for a team that wins all the time. Like, to me, that's the player I'd want. I want a player that wants to win a ring, wants to win a championship, wants to be part of championship DNA. It's the kind of guy I'd go after. And clearly, when you say, I'm not closing the door, it screams of desperation. It means you're being all macho and stuff. And then if they called me, maybe I'm not going to close that door because of his agent, of course, saying that. But will the Chiefs carry the villain role this year in the NFL, like in previous years? I think Philadelphia will take that because there is not really much to like about the Eagles, and they'll let you know how good they are. And I'm sure Josh Jacobs and Green Bay has no love lost because of the tush push and Green Bay wanting to put it into law in the NFL. And of course that goes against Philadelphia, who did beat them twice last year, but there's nothing to like about Philadelphia. And I think a lot of people will turn on that team because what happens is when you're good, people start to hate you. And we really started seeing the last couple of years with the Chiefs. I really started seeing, it wasn't just last year. It was the year before people, you know, the getting sick of the Chiefs winning all the time. And it's a good feeling. It's a good place to be. I was always remind people in the postgame show, keep in mind, they're going to crap on the Chiefs on Monday. If the Chiefs go out and have a bad game, they're going to crap on the Chiefs. There weren't many opportunities to, but it was, oh, they're lucky. Oh, they get lucky at the end. They win these one-score games, and oh, the ball bounced in their direction. Oh, they blocked the kick. Oh, they're lucky. You hear it all the time. But I noticed something different with this team. I don't know if you guys have noticed it. I've noticed it. Like Mahomes, we know he, you know, shaved the hair. It's shorter now. But I've seen some of the commercials, like Head and Shoulders. I haven't seen Mahomes on it. To me, Rob, I think they're keeping kind of a low profile. But as you said, maybe they're filming stuff and it'll come out later. But I think a lot of their Q rating, because nationally they're looked upon as the villains. You haven't seen Kelce being rolled out in the million commercials. I'll be honest with you, you can't flip on the TV and not see Rob Gronkowski in a bunch of commercials, but nobody complains about that. But I've kind of seen a lower profile from these Chiefs guys, especially in Kelce and Mahomes. They're not on TV all the time. I've seen Andy Reid on TV more than they have been with his new Skechers commercials.
I don't mind the idea that Chiefs taking a low profile.
I'm 100% for it.
I mean, you kind of have to. When you get walloped in the Super Bowl, you can't really do a media tour. You can't really do a, you know, look where I'm at, you know, celebration. You kind of got to go into hiding. Like, and the Chiefs didn't just get beat in the Super Bowl. They got humiliated in the Super Bowl. They got absolutely boat race. So I have no problem with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and co, you know, going a little bit more low profile, off the, you know, off the grid type of offseason.
I've noticed a much different offseason.
I would agree. I do think with the commercials, some of that's just, they want these commercials during football games, and so they have to record them in April, May, June, July. Like, you know, if you follow Patrick Mahomes on Instagram, usually it's, you know, May, June, July when he's out recording these things. So it could be just a timeline of the year but you could see another wave of them from State Farm and all these things. But I definitely don't mind the Chiefs staying out of the limelight because they got absolutely smoked in the Super Bowl.
It's the way things are. If you're good, people want to crush you. People want to diminish what you're doing. I saw it happen to Tebow once he was a star in college, goes to the NFL, and people crept on him. We saw it happen to Johnny Manziel. He wins the Heisman, goes back to Texas A&M. People like to crap on him. He's not going to make it the NFL. People laughed at it. People like to see failures. They like to build you up, and they like to see you ultimately fall. And I think that's happened to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're embracing it, and that's great. And they should. After all, they did win 15 games in the regular season. After all, they did win the AFC. After all, they did go to the Super Bowl. Not Josh Allen, not Lamar Jackson, not Justin Herbert. Joe Burrow didn't even make the playoffs, and he's talked about all the time. I like the low profile, though. I do. They don't need the commercials. They really don't. They make enough money on everything else anyway. It doesn't matter. I was of the opinion that the Chiefs really ought to consider who they're doing interviews with. I'll be honest with you. Like, locally here, fine. Like when they come on with you, you guys have Mahomes on all the time, every week during the season. He comes on with you guys, which is great because you're not going to crap on him. But there's been a lot of people in the national media, whether it's ESPN, NFL Network, you name it, that have kind of crapped on the Chiefs. They really have. If I'm these players, I spurn interviews, a lot of them. I know they mandatorily have to do like their press conferences and whatnot. I'd keep it at that, to be honest with you. I think there's been a lot of people to throw dirt on the Chiefs. Now, there's certain guys that haven't, like Pat McAfee, something like that. I mean, he's been good to the Chiefs. I mean, there's certain guys you would go on with, but there's been a lot of hatred pointed towards the Kansas City Chiefs, Rob. We saw a lot last year. I think the players started to realize it, too. Maybe a little bit later than we did, but I really saw this happening in 23 as well. And in 24, it exploded.
I mean, this is what happens when you're good. Like, I wouldn't be turning down interviews on the Chiefs. I would just keep going about my business. But this is what happens when you're successful. Like you just talked about 2 minutes ago, they like to build you up, then make you a villain. Well,
they do.
They enter their villain era because they were winning. Like
in some sports, in golf, like they don't do it.
I mean, but when you reach the highest mountaintop, we go out of our way to crush you. Like think about this. Look, it's a small example. It's a different example, but you'll get it. LeBron James has talked about every single day on every single network. I don't know how. It'll be September, and it'll be gearing up for the season, and some network will just, let's get a segment off about LeBron James, because why not? LeBron does not, you know, respond to all of it. LeBron doesn't say, I'm refusing to do, you know, media with these people because they were mean to me and they crap. You just stay quiet, keep going about your business, because what bothers, you know, the people you're referencing more than, you know, shutting them down is blatant ignoring. This is just what happens when you're successful. So I'm happy the Chiefs didn't come out and say, you're not going on with Skip Bayless. If you get a request, go do Skip Bayless' show. Who cares? Just go about your business and win.
Maybe I'm petty. I'd be like, what'd you say? What were you saying about us last year? Did you crap on me going forward? Because I really didn't hear the fact that Mahomes has been the AFC title game every year. I didn't hear people talking about the Chiefs getting screwed by Tom Brady in the NFL rules, where both quarterbacks don't get a chance in overtime in the postseason. Nobody mentioned that. But they sure as hell mentioned it when it didn't happen to Josh Allen. Like, they love that. He wins the MVP. Damn near have a parade for him. Big deal. Who cares? The whole Lamar Jackson talk with Josh Allen, who's going to be the MVP. Let them have their fun. They didn't win. The NFL awards, the last 2 years that happened right before the Super Bowl that week, Chiefs don't win those. They didn't win assistant coach of the year, anything. 2 years ago, not last year, Andy Reid didn't win coach of the year. All he does is win. All he is second all-time in postseason wins. All he is fourth all-time in regular season wins. All the Chiefs have done is win 9 straight divisions. I hear the Buccaneers have won 4 in a row all the time. That's being brought up. Can they win a 5th in a row? The Chiefs are going for the all-time record. The Patriots had the all-time record at 11 division titles in a row. The Chiefs have 9. So they're right on the doorstep of that. I like the low profile. I do. I like just standing on business, just going out and doing your deal. Again, these guys have a ton of money. It doesn't really matter. But there's a little bit of pettiness I have, you know, with these places. Because if you've crapped on the Chiefs, why should they go on with you on interviews? Why should that person in the media sit there and laugh and giggle, oh, you're so funny, Patrick. Oh, you're so funny. Let me just tear you apart during the end of the season and then have you on my show to get better ratings. No, it didn't work that way. I wouldn't do that. But the Chiefs, everybody hates them except for the NFL. And when you want to talk about from, it's kind of Kansas City against the world, and I love that because, yes, everybody does hate us. It is fun to be the villain. I think people in this town have kind of accepted. I think the Chiefs have accepted it. They didn't want to. It kind of caught them off guard at first that everybody loved them, and all of a sudden, whoa, why does everybody hate us now? Because there was a lot of vitriol towards a team that just keeps winning. that respect was really, it was disrespectful what a lot of people said about this franchise at times. But I'm all about them just coming out and proving themselves, because I think Philadelphia's going to run with that. I do. I mean, the text line says Saquon's a likable guy and Jalen Hurts. Yeah, they are. But there's a lot of that team that people don't like. They don't like the head coach. Nick Sirianni rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Andy Reid does not. But that's cool for the Chiefs to take a low profile. The NFL, I will say this, they love to fine the Chiefs. They love to levy fines on the team. The Chiefs have done nothing but make the NFL money hand over fist. They were the first ever team on Peacock in the postseason. Not the first ever on Peacock, but in the postseason. The first ever Netflix game they were on. They were the first ever Amazon Prime game. They were really the impetus to put the Thursday night game. They were in the first ever Thanksgiving night game, because Lamar Hunt really wanted that. God rest his soul, wanted that. But the NFL's made money hand over fist. 93 of the top 100 programs were NFL games. 15 of those were Kansas City Chiefs. They're a cash cow. Whether you love them or hate them, you're still watching them. I'm not talking about here in Kansas City. Of course you are. I'm talking about all over. They've resonated to the, I want to see them lose, or I want to see them win with Chiefs Kingdom. But a lot of people want to see them fall. But then what are you going to do when they do fall? What are you going to do? Are they going to be the underdog again and you're like it? I think kind of going for somebody that's getting crapped on, that's still really good, is more fun. I do. I've always liked Tiger Woods. And when he went through his indiscretions there with his ex-wife, I liked him more, to be honest with you. I like a good comeback story. I like somebody kind of, hey, this guy's made a ton of money for the world of golf. This guy's putting a ton of money in guys' pockets, yet some of the guys did crap on him, even though he was the guy putting money in their pockets. I think the Chiefs have raised the profile of the league, and I think they've garnered people money. And the more that people crap on the team, I hope they take it personally. We've already seen the haircut from Mahomes. Hopefully they keep taking it personally. I would love to see it. Just stand on business. Just go out your way. But they're not doing it. You're not overloaded with commercials, because people got tired of that. Every time I turn TV on, it's Mahomes or Kelce, or you hear that from all these NFL fans all over the place. Well, you're not seeing it anymore. Again, you see Gronk on TV far more than anybody else. It's not even close how many times he's on TV. People don't have a problem with Tom Brady being a minority owner in the Raiders, but yet still on the broadcast. If that were a Chief, oh my God, it would be insanity. People would be all up in arms because of that. But embrace the hate. I've always said embrace the hate. You're the villain. Just be the way. I saw it with the Royals. 14, everybody liked the Royals. People felt pride wearing Royals hats again on airplanes where they traveled across the country. Then in 15, once they proved they were a good team, people started to turn that corner. Oh, we don't want to see that. And then all of a sudden, owners start shaking because, oh my God, a small market team is actually going to win the World Series. It puts them under the radar, their front office under the radar. But the Chiefs have done it, and it's incredible what they've done, considering every team spends the same amount of money. Everybody drafts from the same pool. Yeah, there's some guys that don't go to the combine, and the Chiefs have been good with that. Mike Dana never went to the combine, but they drafted him and developed him and built him. But the Chiefs do it through the front office. They do it with the players on the field. And what Andy Reid keeps doing by just winning, it's like, just, if you're around the NFL, just shut your mouth and watch the team. They're probably going to beat you because they like to beat you. And I cannot wait for this draft. Coming up next, though, speaking of the draft, little countdown to the NFL draft. Be curious what the topic is today.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton. Don't forget, 96.5 The Fan draft event at The Landing in Liberty. That's right. It's a perfect spot to have it. We did it last year for the first round. We'll do a live broadcast the entire time, 5-6 hours, whatever it takes. Thursday, April 24th, The Landing in Liberty is where it's at. Starting at 6, I'll be there. Kristen Osero will be there. Our character concerns will be there. But the whole staff will be there. Rob Britton's there. Drew Nixon, if you want to have him talk about making the Masters, he'll be there. Basically, the whole staff. $965 in prize money now for predicting the most players right. You get extra points for picking the correct team. It's obviously up from 610 from 610 Sports Days to 96.5 with an autographed Juwan Taylor helmet as well. The sheet for your picks must be turned in, of course, prior to number one, Tennessee, on the clock, which that one should be a real easy one. Actually, the first three should be real easy to get the correct pick and the correct team. So see what you can do at The Landing in Liberty coming up on the 24th. By the way, the Royals roster move, as Rob mentioned earlier, Mark Canha, 10-day IL list, left abductor strain. These baseball injuries are wild, man. Left abductor strain with him. Drew Waters. Everybody wants to see some Drew Waters. He's back. See what he can do. He's recalled from Omaha. And yes, text line that asked me if I talked Royals. I've led with the Royals the last 2 days, as a matter of fact. I was the Royals insider during some really bad baseball as well. So I've talked plenty of Royals, and I love the Royals. Rocking the Royals gear. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But, yes, I do love the Kansas City Royals. Seth Lugo on the mound. Vern comes your direction. Vern is the absolute best, comes your direction at 5:30. But now it's time for our countdown to the draft that you do every day, Rob, and I think it's simply brilliant.
Bink, today for our countdown to the draft conversation, simple to twofold. We'll start with this. First things first, a little news and notes. Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback of the Colorado Buffaloes, or I guess former quarterback, of the Colorado Buffaloes. He is entering the NFL draft. He is a polarizing character, as many mocks have him falling. He recently, according to Ian Rapoport, took a top 30 visit. I know how you love a good top 30 visit.
But love a good top 30 visit. People go nuts on that.
He went to the visit the Pittsburgh Steelers, who hold the 21st overall pick. First things first, Bank, two-part question. Let's start here. Do you believe the mock drafts that could have Shedeur Sanders falling and falling fast on the NFL draft in a few weeks?
I don't. I think he's the second best quarterback in this draft class. I don't like this draft class. I mean, Cam Ward's okay. I mean, in previous years, wouldn't have him as the number one quarterback for sure. I do like Cam Ward. I've liked him ever since he transferred from Incarnate Word up to Washington State and then down to Miami. He's a fantastic player. But Shedeur's number two. And as far as sliding up and down, the NFL is desperate for quarterbacks. They're desperate for quarterback play. And I'll give props to the Atlanta Falcons. They went out and got Penix last year because they had a top 10 pick. Even though they gave the bag to Kirk Cousins, they still had the, you know, the gonads to go out and get Michael Penix, because they probably, and I don't want to give them too much credit, but if they were looking at the 25 and 26 quarterback draft classes, they're probably like, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's go ahead and get Penix while we have the opportunity, even though a guy like Arch Manning will be in next year's class, but you got to really suck to be able to get Arch Manning. But no, the NFL is so quarterback starved, so quarterback crazy. I will say this. I did like his toughness. You can't question that from him. I mean, there's certain things you can question. You cannot question the guy's toughness. He stood in the pocket getting drilled. I mean, drilled time after time with that crappy line at Colorado. And, of course, a porous running game. Stood in the pocket, and he delivered. I'll give it. He is a tough, tough dude. But will he fall? No, I don't think so, because it's such a quarterback-starved league, and there's so many teams. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold played like absolute dog crap the last couple games of the year. Everybody loved him during the year, but he became Sam Darnold again. Let's not forget the guy that saw Ghost in New York showed up, and Casper was out there again because he was crap as a quarterback the last couple games for the Vikings. Knew he was going to get paid. Knew he was going to get the bag. Why? Because NFL teams are starved for quarterbacks.
I actually think I agree with you there. Like, crediting the Falcons, Penix would be the best quarterback in this draft, probably.
100%.
And I like Cam Ward, too. I think people are talking about Cam Ward because he's the quarterback and the obvious number one, but I think in a lot of previous drafts, he would be, the third or fourth best quarterback. So I think there's a lot of buzz for Cam Ward, who's kind of just a product of the draft he's in. But the second part of my two-part question, Bink, the Steelers are getting a top 30 visit from Shedeur Sanders. Let's just play out a hypothetical. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Shedeur Sanders does drop. Contrary to what you believe, let's just say he does, and the Steelers take him at 21. Or maybe they trade up to 15. They get Shedeur Sanders.
Which has happened.
Very possible. That's how Kenny Pickett ended up in Pittsburgh.
Aaron Rodgers slipped and fell.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, if Shedeur Sanders ends up in Pittsburgh in some form or fashion, where does the former MVP Aaron Rodgers end up? Because it's looking less and less like Miami. And if Pittsburgh takes Shedeur, it's probably unlikely to be Pittsburgh. And the Giants don't seem like a destination anymore. And he left the Jets. What's the future for Aaron Rodgers look like as we inch closer and closer to the draft?
I still think the Giants, in that desperation mode, they need to go there because it'll save Daboll's job. It will. Because Daboll, in my opinion, is the first NFL coach fired. Shouldn't even be coach of it this year. But if you have a rookie quarterback, you can kind of withstand saying, hey, man, the guy's a rookie. Here's the thing with Rodgers. When's McAfee having his big Pittsburgh show? I know he's going back.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Okay, it's coming up. And Rodgers, synonymous for going on the Pat McAfee show, right? What's a better way in place to announce he's going to become a Pittsburgh Steeler than McAfee's Pittsburgh show? I'm just saying, when's that thing? Because that's coming up soon.
I'd have to look up the exact date, but that
to me screams Rodgers makes a decision.
That's the most Aaron Rodgers outcome possible. Go on McAfee on Pittsburgh Day and have a celebration of you in Pittsburgh. Get your moment, get your flowers. I'm telling you though, there's a lot of, I don't know if it's smoke to fire or just rumors, but the noise around Aaron Rodgers potentially retiring is starting to get a little louder. You're hearing Schefter and Rappaport start to say things like, if he plays this season, is a sentence like, he's not exactly a spring chicken. I wonder if the last couple of years with his body, he's starting to wonder how much he has left. But dragging this thing out.
He is, but this is it. I mean, you have to realize, Tom Brady realized, he's like, I still need to play football. He played to what, 45? Still need to play. You have one chance in life to do it. Do I think Aaron Rodgers give some validity to the Steelers? 100%. They need him at quarterback. And if Shadur would learn underneath Aaron Rodgers, perfect for situation for them. I'm sure you don't want to sit there and wait and drag it out, even though the Steelers have kind of, you know, changed what they've been saying. Like, hey, if you want to be a Steeler, you be a Steeler. You do it right away. They've kind of changed that sentiment, just to be exact. But DK Metcalf was catching passes from Rodgers. That was interesting to me. And this whole McAfee thing is interesting to me, too, because if there's not any more, and I know he's from Pittsburgh. He went to West Virginia. Maiden McAfee from Pittsburgh, I think he is, but he's doing a big Pittsburgh soiree show, and Rodgers has been his dude that comes on all the time. To me, this screams he'll announce he's a Pittsburgh Steeler on the McAfee show.
I'm looking up when that Pittsburgh show is.
It's coming
April
up.
April 9th.
Okay. Oh, that's
big night. Big night. Big night with Pat McAfee and friends on April 9th.
So that's today's tonight. April 9th. Yeah. So tonight.
That's tonight, yeah.
So, yeah, you'll find out
so
then.
So you think tomorrow probably, Pat McAfee, like, it's an event at an arena tonight, so it's like a, it kind of feels like a big slick type event, but that would mean Rodgers is a Steeler in the coming hours.
Would I doubt at all that Rodgers becomes a Steeler today? No. I think it's very possible with McAfee. If he doesn't make a decision tonight, I don't think he plays. I think it is retirement for him at that point. To have that one chance in life to do it, you might as well take advantage of it. Steelers desperately need it. I mean, they are quarterback starved as far as that's concerned. But so it's a night show, huh?
Yeah, it's big night. AHT, I think it's at Pittsburgh. Like it's a wait us may not you familiar. It's a way Pittsburghians speak. It's a dialect thing. Big night at Pittsburgh.
Well, he did that with West Virginia as well, mm-hmm. where he went to the school and all that. But I definitely know the NFL, quote, insiders will be watching this intently. Now, I'm curious about it. I'm curious about which direction they go as well. But to me, the gut says he's a Steeler. He does. Do I think that the Giants are making a mistake? Yeah, because it would save Daboll's job either to have him or drafting a quarterback early on because it's looking like Abdul Carter to the Giants, so we'll see what happens. But I do think he becomes a Pittsburgh Steeler. Coming up next, you guys have definitely weighed in on top sporting events. I'll get back to that. Plus, jersey combinations. We've seen a lot, especially with the Kansas City Royals. Do you guys like them or not? Next.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.